You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, When the Walls Fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, on this 56th episode. Jason, how are you doing today?
Good. 56, like we're flying through this new season.
Flying through. Last episode, if you'll remember, we opined on the the etiquette for storming the court.
Yes.
And you and I thought, you know, we do a little pre-show prep, and I thought, let's talk for about 5 minutes about what we think storming the court should look like. And we went for about 40 minutes just on storming the court. Like, so
yeah, we could have done a whole different show on that.
I think so.
That could have been a whole separate.
That's a whole show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're learning as we go along.
On episode 56.
Right. So this is episode 56.
And on the last episode, you posted it like right behind.
Yeah, I
50,
did.
54.
Yeah, 54 comes yeah. before 55.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I made a mistake. I posted it too early.
We were going to try to stagger them just a little bit.
We were thinking Tuesday and Friday.
Something like
what
that.
We were thinking. So like,
they're just going to post whenever.
When they go up, they'll be there.
And when they're there, they're there. When they're not, they're not.
Yeah, when they're not, just wait.
I'll tell you what, when they're not there, I start getting texts from a handful of people.
Yeah.
Shoeless Joe starts texting me saying, hey. Like, I guess his thing is he washes the dishes and like listens to the show like on a Saturday. That's just what he does.
Joe's not married?
He is. Wife and kids.
Whoa. Oh, so his wife, that's sad. She doesn't have arms then?
One day a week he washes the dishes. I mean, as, you know.
I don't understand.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So, anyway. So, we're going to have the
they're going to drop when they drop.
They're dropping. The one later in the week.
There's an early one in the week, a later one.
Yeah, the one later in the week is going to be more about the world and sports currently.
Yes.
The one earlier in the week, the one you're listening to now, is going to be more of a big picture thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll be sportsy. Sometimes it won't be. Last week, we did the Great Britain draft.
Which was excellent.
Which was a lot of fun. Yeah. We really had fun doing that. So I like those. I like getting off the sports train. Listen, I like sports.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's enough already, you know?
Yeah.
Like, all right.
You can shut ESPN off and watch something else.
You're allowed to.
Yeah.
I found that out about like at age like 24. I started flipping. I'm like, I had watched like 7 sports centers in a row.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, where it's the same thing over
yeah, where
and
I'm,
over.
Yeah,
and
like
over.
I'm quoting Stuart Scott. Yeah. Like I know what he's going to say before he says it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was just like, there's more channels? You know? Like what kind of sports they have here? You know? So there are other things. But today... well, before we get into today, we do have our Netflix suggestion of the week,
yeah.
And you want our sponsor is
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola Classic
doesn't have cocaine in it anymore.
Did you know? Unfortunately, did you know that Coca-Cola invented the modern day Santa Claus?
Well, yeah. I mean, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they took
yes.
a story and tweaked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we look at Santa Claus today, it's not what they looked at before Coca-Cola said this is what Santa Claus is going to look like. Coca-Cola basically, they just decided what Santa Claus was going to look like. Excuse me.
Yeah.
For all of America. And I think, you know, that's a pretty great legacy.
Yeah. I think Coca-Cola has much to do with our current culture as anything.
Here's the thing. If I take like a chain, okay, like a metal, like an iron chain.
Did you see us on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it too.
And I drop it in water.
Specifically like salt water maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really
or just any water, yeah.
Yeah, eventually it's going to get rusty.
Yeah.
You know.
It corrodes it. Like it
yeah.
has corrosive.
Right. If that's what it does to iron, imagine what water does to your stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even want to know.
No.
You know, Coca-Cola is used to clean rust.
Yes.
Off.
It cleansifies.
So if it can clean rust off of iron, imagine what it does, like what wonders it does
yeah.
for you. I mean, every single time it's like getting an oil change, you know?
Yeah, water and metal don't play nice together.
No.
No.
And our body is muchly, muchly?
Muchly.
Nope.
Mostly?
Mostly. I didn't want to say mostly. Didn't seem
a majority.
A lot of our body is metal. Most people don't realize that.
Yeah.
That's why you have to take iron pills. So Coca-Cola is the sponsor.
Yeah, along with Netflix.
And I'm not going to hate on Coke.
No, I like Coke. Coke's my favorite.
I'm drinking coffee currently. Coca-Cola is the sponsor. Now, our Netflix suggestion of the week. Jason, what's your Netflix suggestion of the week?
I'm going to go with Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Have you seen this?
I have not.
You have to watch it.
Okay.
Okay, now don't watch it with the kids in the room.
Okay.
It's not, like, horrible, but it's rated R. I don't think there's any, like, nudity. I think it's mostly language and some, like, gag gore stuff.
Okay.
Like a guy gets fed through a wood chipper.
In a funny way.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like blood and guts for the sake of blood and guts, like, scare you.
Did I ever tell you about the time I broke a wood chipper?
No. You put a bigger tree in it.
I was 21 years old.
Yeah.
I was working part-time landscaping.
Yeah.
And the guy that I was working for in landscaping, he was going ahead of me, and I was the one throwing stuff in the wood chipper.
Yeah.
And he said, everything on this side of the truck goes in the wood chipper. Everything on this side of the truck goes in the back of the truck.
Okay.
You know? He didn't tell me. I was 20 years old. I'd never used a wood chipper before.
Yeah.
It seemed magical to me.
Yeah. You know, you throw anything in.
I didn't know the purposes behind, you know, the different piles. All I knew is this side goes in the wood chipper.
Yeah.
This side goes in the back of the truck. Well, halfway through the day, I think he had decided, without telling me, that now I could decide on my own which could go in the wood chipper and which should go in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Back of the truck was for firewood. The wood chipper was, you know, for
mulch.
Yeah, mulch. So he put this giant log on the one side. I said, this is on the side that it's in. So I threw it in the back. And then I turn around and I start walking. And I'm walking away from this. So the wood chipper's to my back. And I'm walking to go to get something. And then I see that guy, my boss, running to me. Like full sprint. Like waving his hands. Like screaming.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on? What's happening? You know? I turn around. Huge billows of black smoke are coming out of the wood chipper.
Oh.
Out of the top of it. He shuts the wood chipper off, does like the emergency shutoff thing, and then proceeds to cuss me out for about 10 minutes straight, you know, and tells me to go take lunch while he sees if he can fix this thing.
Yeah.
And it was a rented wood chipper.
Oh.
So he fixed it, thankfully.
Yeah.
And it was working in the afternoon, and I thought I was going to lose my job. It was a horrible experience.
Yeah. It
when
does sound
when you're,
awful.
When you're 21 years old, and I felt like I was justified, you know.
You did everything he told
me to do. I did everything he told me to do, but he didn't want to hear that. You know, he's like, what kind of idiot? You know, I'm like, well, I guess me. But
I'm not a landscaper.
Yeah, I'm new at this.
Yeah.
You know, I've mowed grass, and that's about it. You know, never used a wood chipper before.
That's,
so
you're completely justified.
So I don't know if a wood chipper could handle a human being, and that's from experience. I think
it depends
would,
how big the wood chipper
is. It would clog it up.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a huge wood chipper.
I suppose it depends on how big the person is, too.
Anyways, it's the basic storyline is like two rednecks go out camping, fishing, hunting type of thing. They go out to their cabin.
Yeah, hilarity ensues.
In the same area, there's a bunch of teenagers that go out camping.
Okay.
And they kind of cross paths, and it's very, very, very funny.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. You got to watch it.
Is Simon Pegg in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he's not.
All right. So my Netflix suggestion of the week is called... It's a movie called The Impossible. Stars Ewan McGregor, who I love. Anything that Ewan McGregor's in.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I love Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
The Men Who Stare at Goats.
That's a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
My favorite line from that movie... Loch Ness Monster, Ghost of a Dinosaur.
That's a good movie.
That's a pretty good movie.
Naomi Watts is in The Impossible as well.
Okay.
So it stars Ewan McGregor and Naomi Watts as a family. They're a mom and dad of a family, and they've got three boys, I think. And they are in Southeast Asia in 2004 when the tsunami hits.
Mm.
And for the first, like, you know what the movie's about. So there's, like, some tension, you know. So for the first 5 minutes of the movie, it's kind of light. They're having fun. They're on vacation. They're swimming. And then for the last hour and 45 minutes of the movie, however long the movie is, I don't think I breathed once.
Yeah.
It was the most intense movie I've ever seen in my life. So it's not like a Sunday afternoon, oh, let's throw something on. Now, it's PG-13, you know. Okay. I don't know, you know, it's rough, you know, it's harsh,
yeah.
You know, but it's not bad for the sake of being bad, you know, like I think you would watch it with your kids, you know.
Yeah.
Just crazy intense.
Yeah.
Super intense. And I won't give away the
end. What does that mean? You would watch it with your kids?
You watch stuff with your kids that I don't watch with my kids.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, if you want to watch it with your kids, it's within the standards
that you watch it with your kids?
I might let Levi watch it.
Okay.
I'd probably let Levi watch it, but not the others.
Yeah, I would let Estelle watch stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Harrison's still on the line.
Yeah.
Don't just assume I let my kids watch whatever.
All I know is that every once in a while you're like, I talked to you and like within like 4 years ago, you're like, Estelle and I are watching fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've
stretched the limits with them.
Well, that's fine. I'm not criticizing.
No, like a criticism. Like, you would watch it with your kids. I do it with my kids.
I'm just saying.
You think you're better than me?
You think you're better than me.
Well, I know I'm better. I'm just, you know, my kids are going to have to experience real life sometimes.
Maybe
you're one of those weird homeschool kids or something. Like, you shelter them in their house and they never see anything ever.
Right. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Homeschool kids are the worst.
The worst. It's a good thing my wife does not listen to the show.
She was head of her class.
She was.
Yeah.
Valedictorian.
Prom queen.
Most likely to succeed. Student council president. All of that.
Star athlete.
Yeah. Captain of the volleyball team.
Yeah. I mean, the only.
Right. You know. Yeah, she loves it when I introduce her that way. Hi, this is my wife. She's valedictorian. I do it a lot. She was homeschooled. And, I do it quite a bit. The other day, I tried out for the first time, and I think you were there. Well, maybe you weren't there yet. It was at Grandpa's house.
Okay.
New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And our cousin had brought a lady friend, you know, over. I assume it's his girlfriend, but I don't want
to,
you know. I don't know. This is a girl, and she was a friend. And anyway, I met her first because I was in the room first. And then when Erica came in, I introduced Erica as my first wife, which I always think is fun.
Yeah.
You know, Erica did not see the humor in it, but it is accurate. She is my first wife.
Yeah. Well, I love telling the story with my wife of I married my fiance's roommate.
Yeah.
That's always a good one.
It's like a mic drop situation. Like we could,
like, what?
Yeah, we could end the podcast right now. And it's true. You married your fiance's roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Whatever it takes.
Hey, getting the job done.
Yeah. And now you've been married for over 15 years.
Yeah.
So.
Successfully?
It was successfully. Depends on who you ask and when you ask them.
The first wife, that's pretty funny. Mm. This is my first wife.
Yeah. Like it.
Or what about, this is my most recent wife.
There's that too.
You got to try that one out.
Yeah.
This is my most recent wife. It's my only wife.
It's accurate.
You should do that one.
My most recent wife.
Yeah, don't.
How about current wife?
Well, you might misinterpret that as you're flirting with someone. Like, if you're talking to another girl, hi, this is my current wife.
Yeah, that's true.
But you could be,
be my current wife. Might not be the right.
This is my most recent wife.
Recent wife.
You're not hitting on the other person.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I just, you know, just picked her up the other day.
Which
15 years ago.
Sure, yeah, but still most recent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I want to hear that story when that happens.
Okay.
Wait for a good time.
Recent wife.
Yeah, this is my most recent wife.
This is
my current wife.
I like to introduce you to my most recent wife. All right. So that's my Netflix suggestion of the week, The Impossible. I think your kids, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Which ones, but it's PG-13, and it's super, super
intense. Okay, so here's my level of movie with my kids.
All right, you don't have to get defensive.
I just feel like, no, the way you said it, you would watch it with your kids. Like, I'm not going to do it with my kids.
Okay.
Okay, so listen, I'm okay with a little bit of language.
Uh-huh.
Because I tell my kids, that, like, you know, you hear this in the real world.
Uh-huh.
We don't say these words.
Right.
You know, we try to avoid saying the worst of the worst words.
Yeah.
We just do.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
To me, it's the lowest form of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, comedians go up there and just cuss up a storm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not funny to me.
Right.
Like, you're just, like, what? It's just shock value. I don't even understand. That's not funny to
me. Do you have acceptable words that are, like, borderline words for your kids?
Like, crap.
Okay.
Like, we say, sucks. Man, that sucks.
It was a while ago, we were driving, and there was, somebody said something about hail, and I made a joke, and I said, hail no. I was like, aw, hail no. Yeah. You know, it was like off of the hail.
Yeah.
And it was funny. You know what I mean? It was, you know, kind of like, oh, you know, that's the kids thought it was funny, you know?
Yeah.
Well, then Abby said it again, and we laughed, and she's like, aw, and then we were like around somebody, you know what I mean? And she... And she remembered she got a big laugh for that, you know? And somebody said something, and Abby goes, aw, hail no. I was like, nope, we're done with that one.
Abby's 8?
Abby's 8, yeah. But in her mind, she was like, I'm allowed to say this. It's like the time when I was a kid, and we were at the pool.
Yeah.
And I was obsessed when I was a kid with putting my middle finger in the air. I really wanted to flip somebody off, but I was a good kid, you know?
Well, mostly.
Mostly. For the most part, I was a good kid. And so I could never do that, you know what I mean, flip the bird to somebody. And I was so obsessed with it that when I was a kid, I used to wonder what it felt like to put my middle finger in the air, because it was so taboo.
Oh, yeah.
That I remember being in bed at night...
Pulling the
covers up to my neck, then putting my hands under the covers and putting both of my fingers up in the air and just feeling what it felt like. You know, like, oh, that's okay. All right. That's the kind of weirdo kid that I was.
Yeah.
But then I found a loophole at the pool with my friend Eric. And you stick your ring finger up in the air, right? Yeah. And then, like, you're flipping somebody off, you know?
Right.
I felt like it was completely within bounds.
Yeah.
Not once did I feel like this is a wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
It was like...
It's not the middle
finger. It's not the middle finger. The middle finger is the bad finger.
Right.
Until you went home and told on me. And I got in big trouble.
I don't remember.
Because you said that I was, you know... And I remember being spanked for it. And, like, at the time being like, you don't understand! It wasn't my middle finger! It was my ring finger! But it wasn't acceptable.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so the language we don't do.
Okay.
Like, or a little bit. I mean, not... If it's 35 F-bombs, I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
If they slide one or two in there, okay.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you go to Walmart and hear that, right?
Depending on which Walmart, but the local one for sure.
Yeah. We don't do nudity. Because I've got 4 boys, and we can't go there.
Right.
The one thing that I do allow more than anything else is blood, guts, and violence.
Yes.
So, like, movies like The Patriot or Gladiator.
Right.
Things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, The Gladiator's a great movie. And it's fairly clean, with the exception of violence.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm okay with it. Honestly, up until the last 100 years, like, you're very used to going outside and killing your dinner. Blood and guts everywhere.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's only been in the last 50, 100 years that we've avoided that.
You didn't kill people, though.
No, not people.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know what I'm saying? But you're used to the blood and guts and violence. You know, you're on farms and animals, and you're slaughtering pigs, and I'm okay with it.
Okay, I think we need to move on.
We've spent all the episode on...
This is going to be titled The Duke Rafter Draft.
Yes.
And we're not even... We're over halfway through where I wanted to be, and we haven't even talked about it, because we're on the Netflix suggestion of the week.
Okay.
Mine is The Impossible.
And mine is Dale and Tucker versus Evil.
Okay. Hopefully all of this has been entertaining for you. All right. So here's the thing. Jason and I, the other day, we were at a concert.
Yeah.
It was at
the Schottenstein
Center. Yeah. And that's where The Ohio State University plays basketball.
Yes.
And we were texting each other during the concert.
Because we weren't sitting right beside each other.
And I looked up in the rafters, and Evan Turner... had his jersey, or not jersey, but his number hanging up in the rafters.
Yeah.
And I texted you, I'm not okay with that.
No.
He does not. I liked Evan Turner.
Yeah.
I'm glad he played for Ohio State.
Yeah.
You know? Doesn't belong in the rafters.
No. Nope.
Especially sitting next to Jimmy Jackson.
No.
When I see Jimmy Jackson and then Evan Turner, no.
No.
There's John Havlicek. There's,
Lucas. Jerry Lucas.
Jerry Lucas. Yeah. I was going to say George Lucas.
No.
Different.
Wrong one.
Wrong Lucas. Jerry Lucas. John Havlicek, Jimmy Jackson.
Yeah.
Evan Turner does not belong in that sentence.
No, absolutely not.
And so we had this idea, let's just go through and start picking teams, and we could say who belongs in the rafters
right.
for that team.
So this is going to be at random. Yeah. We'll do college and professional.
Right.
Of all three sports, the three major sports.
Yes.
Football, baseball, basketball.
Football, baseball, basketball. And who knows? I've been getting into hockey lately, so I might know a little.
Although I know nothing about it.
I really know nothing about it. I've just been to one game. So so this week, we just kind of randomly threw a dart against the wall and said, who are we going to pick? So let's start with Duke. Duke basketball. There's going to be plenty to talk about.
Well, at first, we kicked around the idea of doing Duke football.
Right. And then we decided there are no Duke football players.
Nobody worthy of retiring a number.
I couldn't name one. I know at one point Steve Spurrier coached Duke. Like, their most successful, I think, run was before Spurrier went to Florida. He was at Duke.
Yeah.
And I think they had a few good years there.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you one of their players.
No. I don't think... Yeah, I can't name one Duke football player.
So moving on to basketball. Obviously, that's what Duke is known for. The I thought what we would do is let's just look at the Duke basketball players that are in the rafters now, that their numbers are retired. Yay or nay? And then did we leave anybody out? Okay?
Right.
Now,
so like in basketball, just really quickly.
Yeah.
There's, do they go up to like 55 number? Like, do they go, they don't go to like.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing like an 80-something in basketball.
I think they only go up to like 55 or something. Because when the ref goes like foul, number 55.
Right, yeah, maybe that's it.
You know, I think that's the extent of.
Well, like, but they have like 49, so like 49.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't worry, but a team like Duke, I mean, they've got, what, 15, 20 guys on the list?
They're going to run out of numbers.
You're going to run out of numbers.
Right.
So.
All right, so what we'll do is we'll go through the players that are already on there. Then we'll, you know, decide whether we think they belong on there or not, and then we'll say, do we need to add any players to it? First of all, Mike Krzyzewski's name is not, hanging in the rafters like a coach would be because he hasn't retired yet. But they should name whatever has any association at all with basketball should be named after Mike Krzyzewski.
Yes,
he's the beginning and the end of college basketball for the most point.
Yes,
at Duke.
Yes,
you know, without him, Duke wouldn't be.
Is there any circumstance whatsoever to put a current player in the rafters?
No.
But a current coach, yes.
Yeah, I'm okay. You can put Mike Krzyzewski up there. But, you know, he probably isn't okay with it. You know, like somebody's probably already tried and he's probably put the Knicks on it.
Right.
You know? I think they call it Coach K Arena, don't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like Coach K Court or something like that.
Yeah.
Krzyzewskiville and all that stuff. So let's do in current, let's do in descending order from the most current recent players working to the old timers.
Okay.
So the most recent player to have his number retired, number 4, J.J. Redick.
Mm.
I don't like J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
Because he kind of seems like everything that you don't like about Duke.
Well, first of all these guys, are, with the exception of maybe one that we know, has like the feel-good feeling.
Yes.
The rest of them are like classic Duke, like you don't like this guy.
Right. Exactly. Right? I think so.
No, I kind of like Duke. I lean on the Duke North Carolina scale. I lean Duke,
and I lean North Carolina.
Right. So I'm going to like these guys more than you. I like J.J. Redick.
There's a couple of guys on the list I like. You feel like he belonged? Did he ever win a championship?
God, I don't think he did.
Yeah, we're going to display our ignorance here and our lack of preparation. But I don't think J.J. Redick. I don't have like this moment. I don't think he did win a championship.
Yeah.
So to me, that because when we're talking about the Raptors, we're not talking about simply the best players in your history, you know. We're talking about, like, iconic players.
Right. Well, and I think part of that is, like, what did you go on to do? Because I think that has something to do with it. Like, for instance, I don't know. I think there are a handful of college players that actually got better when they turned pro.
And you think that helps your case?
Yeah. I'm okay with it. Like, if you're a significant player.
Right.
It's like, yeah, this guy came out of our program.
I also think that how long you last in the program should count.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I'm not, for the most part, I'm not okay with putting a one and done in the rafters. Like, you were here for 1 year. And if you were here for 1 year, that means you're probably around for like 8 months, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, with the exception of your.
Carmelo Anthony. Yeah. Syracuse. I mean, he's the one that I can think of that, like, he basically came in and put the team on his back and won a championship. Now, that team had other good players on it, I know, Jerry McNamara and some others, but for the most part, like, what he did there, I think deserves his name in the rafters. But I can't think of another one that comes to mind. Even Anthony Davis at Kentucky, I wouldn't put him in the rafters at Kentucky. And he,
well, if he goes on to be really special in the pros,
he already is.
Yeah, I mean, if he continues in, like, he really is, like, this guy's a.
I wouldn't.
I'm okay with it.
Okay. You like J.J. Redick.
I'm okay with J.J. Redick.
It's borderline for me.
Okay. I'm okay if you're bored. I'm okay if you say no.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to fight for him.
I'd say no to J.J. Redick.
Okay.
The next one, Sheldon Williams.
No.
That's a hard pass, right?
Yeah, I can't go there.
Sheldon Williams. I mean, I think he was there. Well, he was there around the same time that J.J. Redick was there. No to Sheldon Williams.
No.
Next, Jason Williams. Not White Chocolate. The other Jason Williams.
The other Jason Williams. No. Yeah.
That's a no for me, too. Shane Battier.
Did you hear the story of our friend, Ian?
Yes.
He sees Shane Battier in the airport, like in Kansas City or something.
And Ian's like, hey, guys, like, here's what I'm thinking. You know, it's like, you know, people see these famous dudes in the airport, and they're always, like, asking for something. So I thought, you know, I'll come up and, like, offer him something. You know, and if I, like, offer him something, then it's like, whoa, this dude's different. You know, like, this dude's not asking for me for something. This dude just wants to, like, hang out with me. That's my best Ian impression.
So you offer to buy him lunch.
He's like, hey, man, can I buy you lunch? And Shane Battier said, no. Yeah. So,
I'm not a Battier fan.
Really? See, I'm more Battier than I am the other guys. I feel like what
J.J. Redick?
Yeah, I'm more Battier than Redick.
Okay, once again, to me, he's on the line. You put him in, that's fine. You take him out, that's fine.
Okay.
Like, 30 years from now, are people going to remember him? I don't know. He was very recent, and you and I remember him.
He's not so recent. I mean, he played at Duke.
15 like, years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't,
the older I get, the more like recent becomes like 30 years.
Right. Yeah, I guess. So Shane Battier, you're on the fence. So none of these have been a slam dunk for both of us.
No.
And
okay, so I will also say this. I think in order to go to the rafters, it has to be a slam dunk. Mm-hmm. Like you have to say, yeah, this without doubt,
right,
beyond a shadow of a doubt, belongs in the rafters.
Yeah, and I haven't seen a slam dunk so far.
No.
Not for me.
No, me either.
All right. Here's the slam dunk. Grant Hill.
Absolutely. He's the one guy on the list where I'm like, people like Grant Hill.
Right.
He's a good guy.
I like Grant Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't like Grant Hill, there's something wrong with you.
As a person.
As a person. Fundamentally. At the core. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, uh-huh. So Grant Hill, no-brainer.
No-brainer.
I think the next one's a no-brainer, too. Bobby Hurley.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't the best player at Duke when he was there.
No.
You know? But or the best player at his position, like all time, you know, he was the best player at his position when he was there. But
right,
but Bobby Hurley belongs in the rafters.
Yes, I mean, absolutely.
He's Bobby Hurley.
He's Bobby Hurley. He means something to the program. Mm-hmm. And honestly, those '90s Duke teams were iconic teams.
Right.
Yeah.
The next guy I think is a complete slam dunk. He's everything that you love to hate about Duke.
Christian Laettner. Yeah.
He belongs in the Rafters.
Absolutely.
I don't like
him. If there's a face of Duke basketball,
it's Christian Laettner. Now, here's the thing. I didn't like him when he was there, but I since have felt bad for him.
Right.
I felt bad for him that he got put on the dream team. You know, now, like he probably like loves the fact that he was on the – I mean, it's what a great experience that he got to have. But I feel like part of the ongoing hatred – for Christian Battier, Christian Laettner, was because he was on the dream team. That made people hate him even more. Like, you don't belong on that dream, you know. No, I don't think any college player should have been on the dream team. But
I think Shaq.
If you were going to put one on, it should have been Shaq.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
They talked about him as a possibility.
It was him or Laettner.
Right.
But it was Laettner because it was Christian Laettner. Right. He was like the face of college basketball.
Right. It should have been Shaq.
Shaq on that team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When he was young like that.
Because he was athletic.
Yeah.
He could run and jump.
If I could go back and we've done Sports Time Machine before, but we should do it again sometime. If I could go back in time and put him on that dream team,
yeah.
I would love to have watched that. The fast break stuff that would have been ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. He would have broke some backboards.
Yeah. And he would have belonged. He just felt like he would have belonged on that team. Absolutely. Christian Laettner was like, ugh, why is he here?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, see, Christian Laettner is the same. The reason why you hate him is the reason why Grayson Allen is at Duke right now.
Grayson Allen's the worst, though. Even you have to admit, Grayson Allen is a punk.
But that's Duke basketball. I mean, right?
There's a difference between Christian Laettner, like, being tough with other guys and maybe kind of shoving them around and being a little cocky, and what Grayson Allen's doing.
Cheap shots. Yeah.
There's a difference between tough guy and cheap shots.
Yeah.
Right? Draymond Green.
I like Draymond.
Draymond Green and Grayson Allen are the same person. Cheap shots. I can't stand
it. If you can get away with it, I'm okay with it.
Oh, jeez. All right, so the Grant Hill, Bobby Hurley, Christian Laettner, slam dunks.
Slam dunks.
Danny Ferry.
Okay, so I understand that Danny Ferry was a very good college player.
His number was retired in 1989, which means we were a little young to fully appreciate how good he was.
Yeah. But he went on to play for the Cavs.
Yes.
And was not a great NBA player.
He was not.
You know, and he went on to coach and do some other stuff.
But I am of the opinion that your pro career should not factor in.
I know, but my memories of Danny Ferry playing are largely Cavalier-based.
Yeah.
They're not Duke-based.
You get a strong old man white guy game. You know, like a lot of pump fakes.
In an open gym, the guy probably rocks.
Oh, kills an open gym. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm okay with it. Because I think Danny Ferry, like, if you just put up the college...
Oh, sorry. Getting a call.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Danny Ferry, if you... I forgot to mute. My phone was muted, but...
Wait, your computer rang? Is that because your update?
No, it's always been that way. Well, I don't know, since I had this computer, that my phone and my computer are linked.
Oh, mine does that too, I guess.
Yeah, so I can talk to you on my phone.
Through my computer.
Through my computer.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I like to do that. Anyway, so Danny Ferry, yes or no?
I'm okay with it.
Okay. We're running out of time.
I don't know if it's a slam dunk, but...
Johnny Dawkins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's Grant Hill before Grant Hill.
He is what jump-started that Duke program.
Right.
If it wasn't for Dawkins, you know, we might not be talking Duke basketball.
Now we're going back to what we don't know. Mike Gminski.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's say yes. Said he was the greatest center. The thing that I read said he was the greatest center in Duke basketball history.
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I know. He's like in the 70s.
I mean, it's not a slam dunk.
Jeff Mullins. I don't know who you are. Jeff.
When did he play?
I'm sure you're great, but I've never heard of you.
Okay.
So we can't speak to Jeff Mullins. Art Heyman.
No.
It's a pretty solid name.
No, I don't like him.
If your name is Heyman, it's like easy to call for you in a crowd.
Hey, man.
Yeah. The last one is worth talking about, Dick Groat. Now, if you don't know about Dick Groat...
I love Dick Groat.
He was... I mean, looking back on it, he might be like one of the greatest 10 athletes in American history.
American history?
All-time history. I don't know. Like,
that's saying quite a bit. I don't know about that.
Well, listen.
He's not one of the greatest 10 athletes of today's players.
He was a...
There's 10 athletes on the Cavaliers team today. Just one team is probably more athletic than him.
He was a great college basketball player.
Yes.
And he won a batting title and MVP, National League MVP, in 1960. All-star. He was a five-time All-Star.
In baseball.
Listen, if you can do that in basketball and baseball...
Right.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm a great...
Who else
great
could
athlete.
Do that? Name one other person.
Bo Jackson.
Deion Sanders.
There are other guys. Charlie Ward.
Is he a baseball player?
Yeah. Got drafted by the Yankees.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But he ended up playing basketball.
For the
but
Knicks.
But we don't know that Charlie Ward... I mean,
no,
Deion Sanders was never good enough to be the National League MVP.
No, but he was a very good player.
But Bo Jackson, yeah. But I don't know if Bo Jackson could play basketball. Because that's like a finesse sport. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Baseball...
But baseball could be finesse.
Can be, but it is a bit of a power sport, especially the way Bo Jackson.
He didn't have home run numbers. Dick Groat had hitting numbers. It was probably more finesse. He's probably more of a Pete Rose hitter.
Either way, Dick Groat, you belong on the list.
I love Dick Groat.
Number 10. I want it retired in the rafters. Okay. And
what about Carlos Boozer?
No. Anybody else?
Elton Brand.
No. He wasn't around long enough. Didn't do enough.
We gave a yes on Coach K. Luol Deng.
I like Luol Deng, but no.
Kyrie Irving.
No. Kyrie Irving was there, but barely. He got injured, and then he left.
Like, he didn't even play. Like, yeah, his freshman season played, like, three games.
He was amazing in those three games, though.
I will allow it.
Of course you will. You would allow Kobe Bryant because he considered going to Duke.
Yeah. Well, LeBron James and the Ohio State
Kobe Bryant says that's his biggest regret.
Is not playing college?
Yeah, he said he wishes he could have played college basketball for Duke.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing. 4 years of Kobe at Duke.
Yeah.
That's like three championships at least, maybe four.
I think so.
All right. Well, that's it. That is our Duke
rafter.
Rafter. Report? I don't know. We got to come.
What's rafter report?
Rafter report?
It's a double alliteration.
I don't like that.
Alliteration.
It doesn't flow for me. Rafter report.
Rafter report.
Yeah. We'll come up with a better name, and it'll be in
the
title.
It's rafter breakdown.
Rafter later.
Rafter later?
It was like after later?
No.
Toronto Rafters. Rafter a while.
Sooner or rafter?
Sooner or raft? No, that's sooner or later. Oh, I don't know what it is. But
rafter a while.
Rafter a while. Duke, it's I don't know what we're going to call it. I know that music is playing in the background right now.
Yeah, I love it.
And I think...
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters. Is what's playing in the background right now. But, I don't have... As the music trails off, I can't think of a good name for this.
The rafter...
Rafter is not a good word. It's a bad word.
Yeah.
Rafter. You know, it's
In football, you don't have rafters in football. What do...
What? Oh, right. Yeah. It's just retiring a number.
Yeah, but it's up... It's on the side of the...
Yeah, thing. I don't know. But, I mean, when you say your jersey's in the rafters, it means something.
You know what that means.
Right.
The rafter...
Now we're just... This is just Ghostbusters. This is just you listening to the Ghostbusters music in the background.
Honestly, I don't even know why you're still listening.
Okay. Well, we'll come up with a better name. Or we won't.
Yeah. We might struggle with this for a long time.
Yeah. Help us. We need your help.
Yes. That's the Kate. That's the ticket right there.
805-991-ROAD.
There you go.
805-991-7623. Call in. Text the show. Yeah. Let us know what you think we should call this episode. It's too late because by the time you're listening to it, we've already named
it. We've already posted it.
But for the next one, for the North Carolina Rafter Report.
In the Rafters.
Duke in the Rafters. Okay,
we're going to Syracuse in the Rafters.
We're going to do that.
USC in the Rafters.
Let us know if you like something better than that.
We're going to go with In the Rafters unless you text us.
This is Dan Owings signing off for Jason Owings, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.